Hello there, and welcome to the Natalie
and Dennis
Show podcast.
Happy Friday.
Sarina is actually packing orders live today.
You guys, I feel so legit. I was looking here like at the visuals. I'm like, what the heck? We have product now? That's so crazy. So if you missed the last one, we released our Offline Humans Ritual Teas. This is our very first product ever. And I'm so excited because all three of us are actually drinking it right now, but in different ways. Do we describe how we're each drinking it? Because this is a very versatile product.
So, how are you drinking it?
All right. I'm drinking mine warm, which right now is my current favorite. I'm drinking the Relaxing Ritual, which has so many yummy things. It has strawberries, blackberries, hibiscus, blueberry, and a little bit of stevia leaf. These are dried fruit infusion teas, and they're very... what's the word? Just like bold and tropical.
Tropical.
Yeah, tropical. And it's from Colombia. So we're really, really proud of these teas.
How would you explain mine?
Okay, Dennis is drinking a carbonated drink. So basically we put in poppy and just mixed in the dried infusion. That's another way. If you want it like more fresh, you can do it with water. But I really love like a fizzy drink. And it looks really beautiful.
And then what about Sarina?
Ooh, okay. After work hours. Just kidding. She's drinking on the job, girl. She has a little cocktail in there, a little bit of wine. It makes your drinks look beautiful. And it just tastes really good. So.
Well, a lot of your orders are actually out for delivery at this very moment. So I'm actually excited for Offline Humans or Natalie to be tagged on Instagram or whatever social you want to tag us on. And then show us what it's like to actually unpack it, get it in the mail. This is our first time ever delivering anything. So hopefully it made it safely to your house.
Can I just say
not exploded?
No, this won't explode. There's no gas or anything in it. Yeah, this is just dried, beautiful fruit from Colombia. But one thing I wanted to add is I'm so proud of us. Last week, you guys, this was mayhem. Like we were stressed out. We were all over the place. We were figuring out so many things. We were just wrapping up the website. We were wrapping up socials, marketing, photography, packing, and you guys got it situated. Like, look, Sarina's over there packing. We're, you know, over here just like figuring it out, and we're almost sold out.
All right, Sarina, what are you packing right now? Who is it for? What are you doing? What step are you at?
Well, first, I want to say thank you to the podcast for letting them be our guinea pigs. We opened up the market to you guys first so we could test with you guys. So thank you for letting us use you as guinea pigs.
Mm-hmm.
And I just finished packing Sandra's package from Texas.
Wow.
Ooh, and I also want to give a shout out to this beautiful listener, Diana Morales. Okay. So Diana wrote to us. She put, from the podcast, I love your videos and I can't wait to get my hands on the tea. I'll be waiting for my four signatures, you guys, from Natalie, Dennis, Sarina, and Jupiter. Much love.
Yay.
So here I am about to sign your little thingy.
So when you're in the checkout and you're actually like buying the tea, you can leave us a note. I said in a vlog that I'm considering posting here on the podcast channel that they can leave us a note about whose signature they want or any little message that they want to leave us.
Because
we've actually read the messages.
Oh, yeah.
That go along with the order.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's so fun because actually another message that we received, I have them all here, came from the podcast looking forward for recipes on how to mix it. Can you do alcohol, maybe gin or vodka? Felicidades. Yes, girl. That is the beauty of these products. Honestly, I'm so excited. I was telling Sarina, I was like, I want to host a little like girls date, like little dinner, and for her to help me out, and then we can just have like all our little drinks.
Yeah.
So, oh, my God.
So a lot of you have actually purchased all three flavors, which was insane.
Wow. Can we just say thank you?
But yeah. I wanted to get into which is your particular favorite flavor.
Yeah.
Why is it your favorite? Sarina, okay. You can maybe mention it too.
Okay. Well, Sarina, actually, this is her first time trying it. So she hasn't tried many. Here's the thing. We didn't really know how much stock is that how you say it?
Inventory.
I'm new to this thing.
Yeah.
We didn't really know how much we'd need. So literally, like today I wanted to have ritual tea. Well, I did get to try it because of the podcast, but I basically had to give my batch, like my new fresh batch, to whoever wants to buy it because we're almost like out of it. So my personal favorite, well, okay, I like Relaxing Ritual a lot because it reminds me of Frutos Rojos, which is a Colombian, very like red and rich. I mean, it's literally what you have right here, right? And what I like about it hot is I feel like whenever you do the teas hot, you really get the full flavor. But recently I really enjoyed the Sleepy Ritual because it has coconut. It also has pineapple, blueberry, hibiscus, mango, and it's just like very tropical and smooth. So this is my favorite.
I just like eating the fruit by itself.
Well, that's the other thing. It's like a double delight. Oh, I actually brought you guys, little spoons, because that's the fun thing too, is like once you're done drinking it, you can eat the fruit if you choose to, which like, why wouldn't you? It's so good.
Who's the next person you're packing, Serena?
I just finished packing Coley from WI, Wisconsin.
I'm assuming Wisconsin, yeah.
I'm going to go with Wisconsin. If you're not from Wisconsin, might be.
So something really cool that we're actually planning on doing also is if you want to, you can leave a note and allow us to record your package being packaged, right? Mm. So we will package your package on camera. I can't promise that it'll be yours, but we'll package it. Make a story out of it, make a post out of it on Instagram or TikTok. Oh. And then we'll actually throw in a sticker or something special for allowing us to film your particular package. And we'll actually make that a thing where we'll package your orders. Let's say you're a repeat customer. I've noticed that you've ordered 3-4 times or whatever, because obviously these are consumables. They're going to run out. We'll film it, throw something in there, mm-hmm, all for, you know, supporting us, and we are very appreciative about it.
That's a sweet idea. Actually, you mentioned that we'd be packing the orders, but Jupiter's packing orders. We are putting him to work. Right. I forgot. Jupiter's been packing those orders, stamping those stickers on.
Can we also just talk about the like dopamine hit, mm-hmm, that you get from the cha-ching Shopify says, hey, an order is in?
I want to hear from you guys.
And not to mention the counter. So back in the back of the room over there behind Serena is our Shopify counter.
Yup. It's very blurry, but it's right there, right above my finger for all the viewers watching us. And make sure if you're watching us on YouTube, take a picture, post us on Instagram.
Hey.
Show us on your story.
Hey. But what's actually going to be really cool is we're planning on doing live selling on TikTok at some point. I'm going to make Serena go on live.
I'm nervous.
She's gonna have the counter behind her.
Are you really mean to me?
I think she'd be really good at it, actually.
I think you'd be a natural girl.
Like, I agree, but don't be mean to me. I'm a sensitive soul.
Well, anyways, this is our first product. Well, our first product was the digital version of the Best Me Journal.
This is our first physical product.
This is our first physical product.
Offline humans. And I just wanted to mention a little bit more about the brand, because when we started it, like a year ago, we started it basically on IG as you had visualized it to be like a mood board to just get people who are interested in disconnecting. That's still the theme of it. However, I've really thought about how disconnecting is difficult, even though it's possible nowadays. Like, I try to do a social media detox at least once a week. Girl, I haven't done it in a bit. Okay. Let me just be honest. I have been working. But what I really see the vision of Offline Humans is products to help you elevate your life offline, right? So like, you take the ritual tea, it's a moment for yourself, whether you want to do it in the morning, midday, or a little break at night. It's just like a way for you to incorporate those self-care rituals into your life. So I want every product to have a little bit of purpose. Why are you looking at me like that?
No, it's just funny.
What's funny?
I don't know. Like, we're sipping tea on the podcast.
I know. It's
like,
so
like, what's going on here?
No, honestly, we look so legit. Like, that's what I'm proud of. That's what I've been proud of this week. Last week, I was so stressed, crying. I was like, I don't know how we're going to do this, you guys. We're so behind. Not to mention, we're actually flying out to Colombia, Dennis and myself. So it was like, we had to launch or when, you know what I mean? Because we're gone for a few weeks. So we are legit. So we're legit business.
Just so you know,
we
only have a couple left, and the next order is actually coming in like 2 weeks from now.
Yep.
So it's not even like this week. It comes in 2 weeks. So,
but we won't be here.
Yeah, we're not even going to be here. So then we will end up shipping out the next batch in about 3 weeks.
I would say like a month,
which is really far out. So we only have a little bit left. If you really want to taste it and you're like, you're seeing Natalie sipping on that, you know, tea right there.
I'm done, girl.
And finishing it.
I'm done. I'm eating the fruit.
And be one of like the first batch of orders to try it. You know, you're welcome to go over there on www.offlinehumans.com.
Look at you guys being little sellers. I can't.
We really are. Shout out to Nyla for her order. Hey. Also, while I got the camera on me. Bring it back. Yeah. I want to show you guys what's going in your package. So you get this little card that we were so excited to get in the mail. And it says thank you on the back.
Yes.
And then you also get...
Show them a sticker. Oh, shit.
That's cute, girl. That's
Look at the sticker.
That's going on my Pilates water bottle. That's going on my laptop. That's going on me, my boobies. Oh, my God. Imagine.
What?
That's how coming at you live, the next Lollapalooza.
That's how I'm going to promote it like this. And then with my
You're team. Going to the next EDC concert with stickers on your nips.
There you go.
Or you're going to get demonetized. Anyways, you know, the whole process of selling is very interesting.
It's so different.
We obviously now have a product. I'm assuming a lot of you have also maybe had a little, you know, small business or whatever, but jumping hoops in order to sell, to, you know, create your small business, in order to like register your business, it's a process. It is so complicated. You guys want to give a little bit of insight as to what has caught your eye in terms of starting the business, going about it, all this. Oh, we got an order. Wow, we got an order live.
Did it flip?
It should in a second. It's delayed by a couple seconds. Let's see.
One thing I want to know is
keep it up.
We always clap.
Is it gonna? Wait, everybody stay quiet. Well, it happened. Fine. I just saw it happen.
Well, anyways, we clap every time.
Two items.
Whoa. That's what's up. What did they get?
Let's oh my god. Things we clap.
Okay, so they got a relaxing ritual and a rising ritual.
Okay, girl. That's what's up. Oh my God, I can't believe this is real life. Like, okay, can I just say something? The most shocking thing for me was the fact that people purchase more than one. And here's why. We didn't really promote this as much as we should have.
Yeah.
Truly, we didn't.
I agree.
People speak about their product weeks in advance. We kind of were like, okay, let's just see. And it could have really been crickets.
So that actually falls under the question that I had asked you, the whole like building a small business. Like,
okay, that's what I realized.
Get into that. Like, how did we promote?
Okay.
And then you just said we committed like an error, like a mess up.
No, 100%. Because when I was looking into marketing campaigns and how others launch, girl, they're talking about this product months in advance, like literally months in advance. And for us, we shot... What the heck?
Who's trying to steal our teas? someone wants a tea.
No,
definitely not Angelica from California.
Hey,
Angelica began her order.
That's how you're not practicing her live. No, but so okay, with launch, right? We didn't do it right. We should have had the website ready like at least a month before to look at little errors. For example, you noticed something really terrible, which is our address was still on the shipping label.
Yeah.
So it's like all those little errors that you don't think about when you've never done this before.
Guys, there will be an address on the shipping label. It's not our address. It's like the business address. And yes, if you go into Google Maps and you look at that house, it is a house, but it's not our house. Just know it's a house. I'm not gonna tell you whose house, but it's a house.
Insider secret, guys.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Just don't go knocking on that door, because an old man's gonna open the door and you'll be like, what the fuck?
Okay. So I noticed that, right? Marketing and the push. The other thing that I realized is with promotion, I don't know why we thought we could, and we did. We were able to create a website based like you, the website was created, but you were able to like add to it, add description. We learned about something called a messaging house, which is like, what is that one piece of what's the purpose behind all this? I have a whole doc girl right here about what our messaging house. I'll tell you what it is.
God damn.
This is no, because if you're going to do a business, this is what I wish I would have given the team so that they weren't running back and forth. And we were all like, wait, that doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense. Because at the end of the day, it's the vision. So one person should do this messaging house. So here's our umbrella statement. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready for this.
Our core message number one is we solve the problem of finding a healthy, additive-free, and caffeine-free beverage option that fits into your daily rituals and self-care routines.
Rawr.
Now.
That's the messaging house for the tea.
Oh, yeah. Not for offline humans. I haven't done that yet. Girl, I am running on little sleep. This has been a week. Yeah. But anyway, so this is not the way I'm promoting it. Like, I'm not saying this to you guys directly. If you look at my like IG post, it's like, you know, much more bubbly and cute, but this is what I'm giving the team. And then we go into core messages. It's healthy, natural ingredients. Our teas are actually made with responsibly sourced ingredients from Colombia, free from additives and any added sugar. Okay. Also, it's versatile. It's enjoyable because why? You can enjoy our teas cold, hot, in a drink, in a snack, as a garnish, for mocktails, for cocktails. What's wrong?
No, I feel like those ladies on TV that are like selling like
yeah, what is ladders. That? What is it? QVC? Ladders?
Yeah. Like those ladies on
QVC
TV.
What is it? I've seen on TV.
Oh, I don't know. Kinda. I've always wanted to be that lady. This Why? Is my moment. No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
It's like you're selling like, what's that? The slow cooker, that brand.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Insta food, whatever.
Anyways, and then they you go into features shit. And details and reasons to believe and then all this other stuff. Just business lingo. Okay. That's what I learned. Another thing is communication with the team.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm. First of all, thank you, Stephanie, for your order from New York.
Hey.
Yay. I almost showed your address. I'm sorry. Yay.
Wait, you guys want to know something funny? Sabrina is so biased. Are you ready? She literally writes little hearts on anybody that has Garcia, which is their
my last name.
Family. Oh, your family last name? Or Bija, which is their family. Or if they're from Rhode Island.
We're never going to get an Anzate. Just know that there's not going to be an Anzate with a heart.
If an Anzate makes an order, they're also getting a heart. Okay. Also, they only got, I'm going to explain right now. The only reason that Paula Garcia got a heart is because Dennis's bird, his parents' bird, her name is Paula. So I was like, oh my God, thanks Paula for your contribution. Funny enough, we also had a family barbecue that day. So I literally walked up to Paula. I was like, thanks for your order, girl.
Wait, this bird may or may not be at the address that's on the shipping label. Okay. So Paula Garcia shipped to Paula Garcia.
Oh my God. And then someone named with my last name, our family last name, ordered, so they got a little heart. But yeah, if an Anzate is out there, they also get a little heart.
There's also discounts going on right now.
There is?
Yeah, the buy two for 28 and then buy three for, I think it's like 40.
Well, here's the other thing I realized. My strength in this is not numbers. It isn't logistics, and it is not implementation.
Sabrina did a resounding that was
because
like
because it's not. No, seriously, my strength is in the marketing and in the connection and all that stuff. So that's another thing to learn when doing your own business is finding people that cater to those to your weaknesses. And so I feel like Dennis, like you really cater to the website, the logistics, the ordering of stuff, all that stuff, you know? And then Sabrina as well, like as a team member, assisting with like the messaging and assisting with the community and all the other stuff that is involved. The photo shoots, girl, all the stuff. It was a lot. I was just thinking about it because really like we're sitting here and I'm like, I can't believe it. I really can't believe it. I'm so happy. I was very anxious.
So when's the Best Me Journal coming out?
Oh, shoot.
Everybody be waiting for that. I'm like,
you really opening that can of worms right now?
Oh, my God. When is the Best Me Journal coming out? When is it? I don't know. You guys are the ones that did the timeline. I'm not the logistics girl. I told you guys.
She's
tell
the
me,
creative.
Yeah, tell me when I have to do the marketing for it, and I'm here.
All right, so the Best Me Journal is coming out in about a month and a half.
Is that assuming?
It should arrive.
That does not
just to be safe. I'm going with 2 months.
But we learned from the tease is that you got to promo it from a long time before.
That's right. Yeah.
So I said arrives in a month and a half.
You know, we should just start like a waitlist type of thing. Why not? That's actually a good idea.
People just keep in mind, add it to your Christmas wish list. It'll be here definitely for Christmas.
Yes.
So keep that in mind.
I mean, if you go on the Offline Humans website and you actually leave your email, you enter the wait list. And then we can market to you.
You know why I laugh?
Because we're going to have a very limited supply at the beginning.
That's true.
So we'll start with an email marketing campaign probably, but and then you get it.
That's why I laugh, because like we've never done that, but we're going to learn.
But this week we were looking into that. Like, we go
I'm
through
so
phases.
Proud of you guys.
Right? Like TikTok shop is a whole other beast.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Literally, it's so complicated.
That's Sabina's role when we're in Colombia to research that and be like, come back and give us a presentation.
So you know how the ladies sell wigs? They sell wigs on TikTok. That's gonna be you.
No, it was cute because the when we launched you guys, it was such an exciting day.
Yes.
We kept getting a little ding and ding and we were like clapping, and so you know you were ready to pack orders even though we were all heading to the gym. You guys remember this was just a week ago.
Yeah,
tell me why it's felt like the longest week.
It felt like one continuous week.
It's felt like one continuous day.
Guys, we worked this weekend.
Yes.
When I tell you, it feels like
we worked
one
Saturday.
Whole week.
It really, honestly.
And then you worked yesterday, Sunday. And then I cleaned the whole house. And then I went grocery shopping by myself.
You did. Thank you.
It's been hardcore.
Oof, we've had to pull some strings.
Yeah, it's been intense. And yet, look, we're filming podcasts on the wrong day. Like, God damn, what's
going on? That's how you know we're all over the place. But I'm really proud of us. Like, today actually felt lighter in terms of, like, workload. It didn't? Not yet?
Okay, I don't know about that.
Okay, I'll be honest with you.
I don't know about it.
See, light for you is when you're doing what you need to be doing.
Yes.
Since we're kind of, like, thrown around and we're discovering these kinds of things and like we're the ones doing the logistical, like you said.
Yes, that's true.
It's rough sometimes because you can run into like a dead end and it feels like everything that you did
was
doesn't
for nothing.
Like lead to anything.
So give them some examples because I feel like it's very vague and I would love to know if I was listening,
okay, so,
like what kind of things.
So for example, we're selling an edible product. I created this whole setup on TikTok shop and then I got denied. And then Samina went in and I told her, hey, try the same thing. And then she also had issues doing that. Mm-hmm. Right. So we have to apply for like some sort of like certification for like this.
International food certification. Just so we're clear, you're good for the U.S. Our overseas viewers, our overseas customers, that's what's holding us back.
Yes. Which we have gotten asked questions about that international shipping. And it is something that we are hopefully working on. It cannot be promised at this moment. We are still very small. As you see, literally stacking orders while on the podcast. But we are trying our best, girl. Yeah. Can I just say something? I think it's so cute. Saina was mentioning to me that her and Dennis were like, because I didn't go to the barbecue because I was freaking tired after launch. I was like, I'm done. I'm going to rest. I didn't rest, but whatever. The point is, the next day, Saina comes into work on a Saturday and she's like, oh, me and Dennis were discussing about what we were manifesting and I'm manifesting my own office, my offline humans office.
Yep.
And I'm going to be running the
Northeast office.
The Northeast division of our company. And then I said, like, how many divisions are there? Now we need a Northeast division.
Wait, I love that.
I'm just trying to go back home, guys. I miss it.
And then she was also saying that she needs her own assistant. So that's what she's manifesting.
Her assistant needs an assistant.
Yeah.
Exactly. What are you guys manifesting? What are you manifesting, Natalie?
Wow. I think, honestly, it would be really iconic to be in stores.
Yep.
Like to be in a place where people go to and like this is like a product that represents our culture. Like there's nothing like this here.
Truly. Damn, sell it.
No, but
we're
selling
it.
No, but I'm serious. This is a very like innovative product because here's the thing. You look at other dried fruit infusions, they're a little crusty. They're not that fresh. You open this. It's fresh.
Crusty.
I'm just being honest.
Spreading the hate.
No hate.
Keep it honest. You're keeping it 100, girl.
No,
you're keeping it 100.
No, this is the best edible fruit infusion tea around.
I was just munching on some blackberries. It tasted like I got some seed in my teeth.
Exactly.
It's very natural.
I don't know what that sounded like. It's very natural.
Well, anyways. Yeah, I don't know. Just crazy.
It is. I'm so proud of us.
Like we wanted to center this podcast around the product just simply because like this is our life right now. It's revolved around this and the cha-chinging of the phones. And then I'm like, okay, I need to go pack something. And it's like just a new dimension to life.
And this is
it feels so different.
Yes. And I also just wanted to mention this Thursday is my 10-year YouTube anniversary. You guys, I've been on the internet for 10 years. So
that's half of Samina's life.
So okay, yes, it is, but still.
So this just feels like such a big move. It's like my next business. It's my next baby, you know? So I don't know. It is really cool to see. Like, wow. I don't know. I'm excited.
The inside family joke, going back to that,
is
that
I knew
you before I knew Dennis.
You did?
Like,
oh, that's
knew
hilarious.
Of you. Like, I met Dennis at your wedding.
That is crazy.
And like the cousins were messing with me. They were like, you don't know your own cousin.
Yeah.
I was like,
can we go back to the physical store? That feels so crazy.
What do you mean?
Like a physical location where we would sell the product.
Like an offline human store.
Okay. I wasn't even thinking that big. I was thinking like we're like in a Target, which is huge.
No, I'm thinking a store.
What the heck?
Yeah. It's like you're walking through the mall and then it's like, hey, offline humans. And you go
in
and it's like stationary.
Nobody goes to the mall. But just kidding.
No. I'm thinking like boutique.
Oh, wow.
One right outside.
Yeah, like a winter park or like a really nice area where you just kind of go and it's like, hey,
That's nice. That's streaming real big. I like it. I don't know. I think what would be even cooler is more like pop-up events, like doing like fun, like
farmers market.
Yeah, that's cute.
Farmers market.
But, but or more like getting people together and like all of us like reading in silence and drinking our tea.
Bro.
No, I'm serious. That's a real idea. You guys don't like it?
I mean, you like it. You like it a lot. You've always thought of it. You, like having a little drum circle and all just drinking teas, me and like mad sissy about it. I don't know.
I like that hippie life.
A drum circle.
And you're going to be right in the middle.
Yeah, you will.
I'm going to be the one leading the kumbaya.
Exactly. Like, we'll oh my together. God. My boyfriend likes to tell me I'm such a hippie or that I'm a fake hippie. And I'm like, you know what?
I think you're I just live my life.
I just live my life.
I think you're a real hippie.
Also, thank you, Emily. From
thank you, Emily.
Montana for your order.
So if you're Emily from Montana, thank you for your order.
What other struggles did you guys feel, or I don't know, like what advice would you give to somebody who's starting? I think that's kind of more interesting as well.
I mean, starting is the hardest thing.
That's the thing. That
starting
is
from a blank slate
thing.
Is difficult.
You know, I was reflecting on my 20s and I was reflecting on like, what is a lesson that I've learned? I actually posted about this on Instagram, but I realized that I have always been a perfectionist. And I've been a huge planner. Mm-hmm. And so what happens when you are such a perfectionist and such a planner, you're just masking being a procrastinator.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to get all the details right. And guess what? You won't. Like literally how many things kind of went wrong in all of this? Plenty. And we just kind of had a, you know,
roll with the punches.
Yeah. Roll with the punches.
You got to stumble through. And fall.
Yeah.
And keep stumbling.
And I would say the same goes with YouTube. Like when I think back, like what if I had waited until, I don't know, I had the perfect background, or I had waited until, I don't know, I had the perfect series or idea. I would have never have like had the journey that I had, and it wouldn't have been like that special, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of interesting as well. And agreed. Then I think one more thing I think is interesting because obviously, we're making money from this. That's something that is undeniable, right? No, because I remember that you were like looking at the numbers and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe like we did that, you know, blah, blah. Yeah. But you also mentioned something else. You're like, if people see this, they're going to be like, that was so easy for them. But girl, I've been at it for 10 years, you know?
It's a buildup of a lot of work that's kind of culminated into this moment.
Yes, it's like the fact that so many of you did order more than one. That is a testament to the relationship that we have together. I really do hope that you love it. I really do.
For example, Mariana of South Carolina, who ordered 3.
Like what? Like, girl, you didn't even try. Like, that's crazy. Thank you so much for trusting me. And so I think, again, it's like a culmination of years of like showing up. And so, again, with that being said, you only see the beauty, like the beautiful parts of the business. You didn't really see us like
crying
and
sitting
fighting.
In silence.
Yeah, awkward facts. Like that happened a lot last week.
Yeah.
What are some hurdles that we can look back at? Well, okay. In terms of employees, there's been a lot of hurdles, and we've talked about it in previous podcasts, and we've beat that to the, you know, there's nothing more to say about that.
What do you mean employees?
Like past employees. Like we've had a lot of
past
employees.
I was like, yes. Your employees.
And then we also had a phase where we had merch, you know, that came and went, and like it was successful in a certain way. There were some designs that, you know, that didn't really work out very well.
No. And you learn from that stuff.
And
you learn from every failure.
And there's brand deals that came and went. Yeah. And just like it's been 10 years of just a lot of different things. And it, like I said, culminated, and like you said, into this little package here, this little thing with fruit in it, you know, and, you know,
don't
hopefully
be surprised
it's our future.
If Jupiter comes in like 5 seconds. I just heard thunder.
Me too. But the door's closed. He's going to be pawing.
He will be pawing.
It's going to be scratches on that door.
So, yeah, I would say that's another thing. Like, don't ever feel, and this is my advice even to myself, if I'm listening to this again, like don't procrastinate and plan to perfection, because it's just not possible. Sometimes you just really have to do it.
That is true.
Yeah.
I mean, even as a team, we can't wait for confirmation from others. I know that you like having a touch on every post and every single social thing that we do.
Mm-hmm. I keep it calm.
Oh, that thunder's intense.
Can we open the door for him?
I mean, if you want to.
I'll do it.
As long as he doesn't like run in, you can go ahead and do it. But anyways, I felt like as a team, we all put a little bit of effort and different things into like what culminated into the product. So for example.
Oh, poor thing.
You can't acknowledge him because then he gets kind
of
crazy.
The design of the packaging went through many, many, many steps.
Oh my God, that was really crazy.
I wrote it on the script because I was so curious about that. I was still in school when you guys were talking about the design and the flavors and all of that stuff. Like, how did you decide on the flavors?
Okay, so for me, first, I wanted it to have like a deeper message because I feel like whenever I have my little self-care rituals, it's always a moment of peace. It's a moment where I'm disconnected. And I was like, that fits very well. Like, I've always been a tea lover. Always.
Yeah.
That is true. I can attest to that.
And so I was like, okay, what do I want these teas to like represent? And so I grew up in like the how-to era where I was constantly being like, how do you relax? How do you fall asleep? How do you wake up? So literally that's what the names are. It's rituals. It doesn't necessarily mean that like the tea has any properties. That's one thing that we've gotten some questions. It's like, wait, does this tea have caffeine? No, it's caffeine free. Wait, does this tea have any kind of like sleepy aid? No, it's just like relaxing, calming aromas to assist. And it's a ritual. So yeah, so that's how the three names came about.
His breath stinks. I just gotta say, it smells like straight ass.
Remember, Zaina, you can't acknowledge him.
Sorry.
Trust me, he's gonna start getting on top of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, leave him in there and just kind of. That's the thing. When you baby a baby, they become more of a baby. Look.
Baby squared. Baby 2.0.
Yeah. And then as far as the packaging goes, okay, because I am so critical. We went through several iterations. Dennis was the one that actually curated it. And when I saw the last one, I was shocked. The last one, as in this, the final result. This is exactly what I envisioned. And this has been my proudest work that you have done. Because you know there's always a lot of feedback.
Your proudest work that I've made.
That's what I was just about to say.
Well, because at the end of it, like I did tell you like, hey, I want this here. I want this here. But you really brought it all together without too much feedback. And this was one of those products. That I was like, compared to other, I give a lot of feedback. So compared to everything else, this was pretty great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for doing this like that. And you listened and I just love the colors.
Just know, guys, that if you are staring at the package in your hand right now, or because some are out for delivery, I designed that. I feel good about that.
You should. And then here's another thing that I got a lot of pushback. Putting this sticker in the back. Sometimes it's like the little things that not only do they raise the price, they make things go slower. But I was like, how can we not put instructions?
I agree.
So we did. So how do you prepare this? One, you could pour it over hot water to really get all of like the flavors out. Or you could also use it in like a carbonated drink or like Saina in this case, a cocktail, a mocktail, you know, let it steep for 3 minutes and then add sweetener. I personally do add sweetener. Some of you have asked, what is that little white bottle? Well, they're little sparkle, sparkle stevia drops. Yes. And they're delicious. And you could add honey or anything of your choice. I will say like, what was I going to say about that? No, I was just thinking about these little.
Anyways, so you know, the packaging. How have you felt about the packaging so far?
Mariana's package a little sneak peek. So I have been obviously a consumer of social media my whole life.
Yeah.
So I've seen many people do this like little fold in the front with the little thing.
Eight on the other side, that's crazy. Show us those stickers on the other side.
Crazy girl, what are you doing?
No. Show us the other side. You're putting way too many stickers on that thing.
We don't need all that, girl.
You're wasting way too many.
Look at all the stickers you gave me.
Yeah, no, but it wasn't dad. Don't do that.
It's okay. It's okay. We're all learning.
God damn.
but yeah, so Sabina learned this really beautiful trick. So when you open it, you're going to see the beautiful card and then the sticker. But yeah, girl, feedback, too much stickers.
That thing is covered in stickers. No,
it's keeping it closed, huh?
Yeah, but it's going in a bag.
So again, all of these back and forths with the team, learning how to communicate, learning how to be encouraging with each other.
Wait, what's the name of the person who ordered that one?
Mariana.
Mariana, you got way too many stickers. God, you are lucky. You're very fortunate, but damn, you're costing us. Gosh.
Costing you what?
Anyways, Jupiter's doing his Jupy thing. You can probably see him on the bottom of the screen right there.
He's freaking out. Guys, if there's one thing he hates is thunder. Thunder.
And the rain. Thunder.
What?
No, I just thought that was really funny.
No, I just think I'm a little distracted. I'm like, ooh, that and that and that and that. But I wanted to say something else. That's when I got stuck. You know what made me kind of like get like stuck? It was the little
pictures?
The little cherries. Yeah, in the back. For some reason I was like, I think I remember this one had to turn red. So I had a moment of like, wait a second. But no, it was like this.
It's exactly how you asked for it.
And it's too late now, girl.
Yeah, no, it's done.
But no, what I wanted to say is I asked you guys today on Instagram. I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited. Like, you guys are getting your orders. Here is the favor that I ask of you. Okay. If there's anything, I just want to get videos or pictures or just like your excitement when you get this. And the reason being is, maybe this is cheesy to say, but like, you are our influencer, like the community. You guys are the ones that are going to really share this thing. And so we need you. So that's all I got to say about it.
So I think I just ate a piece of, what was that? It was like a flower.
Oh, that's the hibiscus. That one's a little tart. Mm. So make sure you get
it. I like it. It's kind of sour.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little tart. The hibiscus is tart.
I finished packaging.
Hey.
You packed a lot. You had like how many? Five or six?
I have no idea. I just went with it.
Now you got one more because there was another one that was live in the air.
I want to go print it, but I don't know if that would be too disturbing. Nah, don't do it. I know, that's what I thought.
What else do we want to talk about in this one?
Well,
I don't know. It's been such a long process this week that it's hard to pack it into like an hour.
I think I'm just letting it marinate today.
Yeah. Like, it really, I also thought it would be a great point to ask, like, differentiating between Natalie's outlet and Offline Humans, because I remember during the meeting there was a moment where it clicked for you.
Yes, could you remind me of what that looked like?
It was, I forgot what Dennis said, but it was the three of us going over your vision, and Dennis was like, yeah, this is giving Natalie's outlet and this is giving Offline Humans, but those are two separate entities.
Yes.
So what made you differentiate between Natalie's outlet and Offline Humans?
Well, you know, something interesting actually is I still think I'm figuring that out, because one thing I've noticed with a lot of brands that I love is the brand in a way is an extension of the founder. Mm. Like when you think of, let's say, like a Steve Jobs, like he was always very, what's the word? Like not only innovative, but he was like kind of a simple man. He only had like one character outfit type of vibe.
The black shirt.
And like, he was always like, let's just make my life simple. And Apple was simplicity.
Yeah.
So I feel like he emulated that. When I think about a lot of creator brands that I love and I follow, I feel like I get that same vibe. It's like they represent. So, I mean, I'm hoping that people see me in the brand in the way that like I really respect my self-care, my life rituals, my time offline. And I feel like I'm still evolving and curating who I am as a person.
Yeah.
So I hope they see the distinction, but I will say the brand in itself is still a work in process.
True.
Right?
I think that's also why the, you said that one message thing, the like the take-home message of the brand itself is still a work in progress. Yeah, the messaging house.
The Offline Humans one is, and you know what? Maybe I need to do one for Natalie. But I think the hard thing is I don't love seeing myself as a brand. Like, I think that's, to me, it's weird, honestly, because I'm a human. So if I start to think of myself as a brand, I'm like, what does Natalie really like then? You know? So I don't ever like to see it that way.
Which is great.
Yeah, well, I think so. I think that you have to learn to like differentiate both of them. But yeah, that's a work in process.
Yeah.
Jupiter's distracting me. Oh, he's getting caught in my... Oh, he disconnected my headphones.
Okay. Hold on. You guys can talk in the meantime.
The thing is, you can't acknowledge him.
I just wish he would come over here because I'll give him all the lovin's he wants. Like, I swear to God, animals don't give me the attention I crave.
That's so sad.
Like,
sad.
This is why I'm getting a kitten, guys. Like, Agustin, love him to literal death. I'll show you guys another picture of my cat. Look at him.
Let's continue with
the anyways.
Anyways, I think that we're at the end of today's podcast. Yeah,
I think so.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. Be sure to rate us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Yes. Also, if you're watching this on YouTube, leave us a comment. Thank you so much for being a part of the release of the Offline Humans Ritual Teas. We'll go back to normal podcasting again soon. We are taking a small break as we're going to Colombia. And we're going to come back at you with even better content way after. Okay, he's going crazy.
So this is our last podcast.
No, we have one more.
Yes. And then we are gone for season three.
Season three of the Natalie and Dennis Show. And our child over there, Sabina.
Sabina, show him the cat. I feel so bad.
No, I showed them.
You did? Okay.
I did show them the cat.
Show it again.
I shouldn't have cut you off. No, it's okay.
There is a cat. Oh,
Agustin.
And by the time you guys come back, I'll have a picture of my kitten.
Oh, the little black one.
Are you actually bringing it here? Like,
yeah.
To Florida?
Yeah.
So you're going to have two cats?
Yeah.
That's so iconic, girl.
Cool.
I saw a meme that was like, you should have the amount of cats that's the first number of your age. So like when I turn 30, I'll get three.
Damn. Okay. Well, anyways, Natalie, any last words?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, thank you, thank
for
you.
For believing in me.
Goodbye.
Please like, comment, and subscribe.
Subscribe and buy some tea.
Yo.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Felicia.
Good job, guys.